my secret sin. No longer hide behind that door. There was a place in my heart where even I would know.
Whichever comes first.
Yeah.
And it's
from playing or drinking?
Well,
a combo of two, huh?
Well, that was really easy on the ground.
Well, he had some kind of a blues vibe and got 3 weeks to go.
Boy, I have coughed and coughed.
Yeah. Oh, that takes
I need water. Some NyQuil.
Thank you. I fell from above to the light.
that's when he came to devour what was left of my race and dying soul. There's no ass like this. Oh God, he was not finished yet. He saw more good than I ever saw in me. And now I'm building above the down, so high in the clouds.
And Panama's down there, and Baker's over yonder, and Menlo's over there. Weed Patch's over there, and Arvin, Lamont.
Yeah, it's, I'm probably,
see how you think about this one.
5 miles, 4 miles, five
miles.
Oh,
this one you, that's the one I salvaged.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I've had that for about 30-something years.
It's an easy town to drive around in. It's always, you know, pretty simple. Oh yeah, for sure. Everything got torn apart and needs to be put back together. Floors have been taken in, but just are put in, but
the table?
It's alright.
Do you play with the tape over? No. I won't play
mine.
Probably next year. Next year sometime. It's kind of like hiring in a crew. I'm trying to learn to do it myself. So it's been a hobby. It's been kind of fun. Taking on one project after another.
Yeah.
Just
to get some. So not finishing any of
concert flights.
Maybe it's why the meals are much smaller. Yeah, well, I have it all going along at the same time. It's kind of fun. You know, when you start something, you know you have it. If I finish it, I might not start enough.
Look, you know yourself. I mean,
I have a question for Marshall. I have a piece about this. We're trying to find.
Mexican pot beans running in the middle.
I've got a tuck of meat.
Yeah.
And so we were on the staircase. We were laying in tile instead of being wrapped.
I've got one more over here for you to try out.
Yeah. And so we
one more guitar? Well, maybe two or three.
We've got a bunch of other case. And that got boring.
So you know, I gave one away here a while back. I went over to Pat, and this kid was playing the guitar. It looked like he got it out of the dump, which he did. But that kid could play classical music. He was great. And I said, is that your guitar? And he said, no, I don't have one. This is my guitar. I said, you don't have a guitar? He said, no. He said, I, and it was just pieced together. I talked to his dad a little bit later. I said, well, I could have him if I gave him a guitar.
Yeah.
So oh, no, we don't have one. He said, he really picked that thing up, they got it out of the dump, and they're real poor. I took the Yamaha guitar over there, real nice, and I gave it to
usable space.
So a guy had given it to me because it was broken, and I fixed it. And anyway, I took it. Well, I guess he has home, and I've never seen him since, but going back, but I bet he could play that one.
Yeah, but it's still a spot.
Well, I mean, the acting, I sent the acting up real good on there.
So we're building the gym, putting the gym in the backyard. Taking an office that was a bedroom and putting that room there. Yeah, and so we'll have four rooms because it's a four bedroom house. It's not real big. It'll be with that room maybe 3,000 square feet, 3,100 square feet.
Kind of, right? Yeah.
I've
seen them in my basement. I had them a long time ago that had the roof was like that. And what they had done, they took the part that was not tall enough to be, you know, the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And they built cabinets with doors in it, the
shelves.
So
to
utilize that space.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing at the other end.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that one's almost
as
old.
You may not want to do it, you know, where you have to cover up or, you know, your furniture.
Take that stairs or whatever the doors on that.
Yeah.
Made by tank.
With yeah, storage.
I got an old
tank.
That's what I wanted to play in.
You get, you know, lots of tape.
Yeah.
Like a
foiling
area.
Yeah. That's what we're
going to
do. So we put the
guitar pick again.
The lighting. So we
need
to get all the electrical.
I had one out here, but my wife moved it.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
all they can do is to, you know, if you can't sell it, they'll make you, if you sell it, they'll make you board it up. And so when you have to put that in the papers, when you get to sell a house, this room doesn't have a permit for it. So if you're not okay with that, we didn't get a permit, we will throw some drywall on it, or you can keep it.
That's all you have to do.
That's exactly what both contractors did. Jeff Crosswhite's contractor, and so did, I forgot his name. I cannot say the name Colin Roger.
Grant Fraser.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, well, after my throat started hurting, that's when I
moved.
They always
have to fuck out.
That lady told me to go to the She said, just take this. She said, if your throat's really itchy, she said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
Is your mother all right now?
My mom is out there, their names again, and, you know, she's
saying,
bye,
yeah, the angel.
You know, she's
the angel. And it finishes.
She makes
Ayoka.
So is your house on an acreage or lots?
You know, like I said, this Bakersfield's not like out there. If they have lot big yards. We wish we had this out in Bakersfield. We have that, you know, my neighbors right there. Hey, how you guys doing? You know, right next door.
Did you tell your neighbor's story from when you left in town?
No.
Okay, this just tells you kind of the how he used to be. I mean, you're getting to know the
I'm still I don't bought into people's business. I see into my business and I'm at them theirs.
Really?
I don't bother them until their business starts with my business.
That's the key.
I like all my neighbors besides one's daughter. That's what I like.
Okay, our house we live in now, we have lived there almost two and a half years. A month ago, okay, when we first were buying the place, the neighbor decided was out in his yard. So we went over and met him. We've never seen him since. It's been 2 months. And now these are like, this house is on like 3.5 acres. So these are 3.5 acres. You know. So we're still next door and right across the street, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Lions Club in Ada, and I've been a member for about 4 years. When one of the guys is an architect, last year I started talking to him about drawing a house plan. And he said, well, I'm just going to get ready to start calling. So I called him, and he said, well, generally, do you want us to come to your house? Or he said, I'd like to come to y'all's house. He said, where do you live? And I said, well, you live at Pecan Grove. And he said, I live at Pecan Grove. He said, I live in the horseshoe, where the horseshoe turn is, that's the second drop road. And I said, you live in Pecan Grove? And he goes, yeah. And I said, we live in Pecan Grove. Okay, now, I've done a lot of this for about 4 years, but we lived here 2 years.
Yeah.
And I said, You have the gray with the half moon driveway, and he said, "Yeah, he's right across the street from us."
That's sad.
And then, okay, so our house is fenced in. We're the only one over there with a swimming pool and a pool, so it's fenced in. We've got all around privacy fence. So the rest of the about 2 acres, we don't mow it. But our neighbors mow the whole 3 acres.
Yeah.
So I know they hate us because ours feels like, he doesn't even mow our lawn. He hires our lawn mowed anyway. And it's like all these people have time to, all they do is mow. All the time. Every week they're mowing. Yeah. And we'd be out there with our grandkids and we'll be going, they're out mowing, we're out here playing and having fun. But as I know they hate us because we don't mow that grass for 2 acres.
Yeah.
About 5 weeks ago, I came home again. My dad had my girlfriend with me, and we was down with a little tractor and was walking up our drive. Well, it turns out my girlfriend knew
she was playing guitar.
He comes over and he goes, "You don't want your yard mowed back there?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I've got my tractor here, and I don't mind mowing that back there." Back we've mowed the Indians down the road before.
The Indians.
That's what I said. Well, Bill's a quarter chicken mom, I mean, the Indians.
Well, what, Indian, do you mean Indian like God? Or Indian?
Native
American. Okay, Native American.
Chicken sauce
that lives
down the road.
Here you have to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, well, you know, if you want to, I said, I'm sure all of our neighbors can pay this because we don't ever mow that. Everybody else does. So I don't know, maybe he's mowed the 2 acres. I could have bailed hay off of it. It was so good.
But we don't know what time I can spend more
yet. So I told Bill. We need to go over and at least offer to pay him for gas or diesel. Well, he's not going to take it. This is a way to get to know my neighbors. And he's 2.5 years. It was really costly. Okay, so we take a brew of this. I never go to the next minute.
I'll work that one.
Now let's just take it and leave him. Not real. You know, but they're going, well, y'all come on in. We sit down and we'll stay an hour and visit. And it turns out they know two of my sisters. And, you know, we know all these things we're doing.
Willie lived there 10 years.
The house in Stratford.
Lived there 10 years. 1,400 feet of people. I mean, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
I was out in the yard one day. Our neighbor, Roger Humphrey. I was out in the yard one day, and he pulled up. He did the air conditioning and stuff, and he said, "Is Roger home?" Roger Humphrey. He said, "Roger home?" And I go, "I don't know." He said, "What do you think, Vicky's home?" And I go, "I don't know, Greg." And he said, "Well, she works for a doctor over there at Ada, doesn't she?" And I go, "I don't know, Greg." He said, "What kind of neighbor are you?" I said, "A damn good one." I mean, that's the end of my business, and that's the end of theirs.
Anyway, about 2 days after we were over there, our doorbell rings, and it's our neighbor across the street, Miss Old Grandfather, that is his garden. And they brought us all kinds of stuff in my mind.
Yeah. Well, he's like,
okay,
never
brought it before, you know.
Yeah.
But he finally opened the line of communication by offering to mow our lawn. And now he actually knocked. I'm just so excited to mow a neighbor. Yeah.
Did he mow it now often?
He hasn't offered again, but
what?
It's not grown that much.
Oh,
it's the dog.
You want it?
I want
it. It's the dog. I set that one up. It was not playable when I got it.
But I said, let's have a block party. Let's just invite everybody. I don't want to come over and talk.
That's what I talk to. I talk to the neighbor across the street. Now we have to act like we're not home. We have to sneak into my house. Oh, it's terrible. I feel like I raised this thing because it's really two daughters.
Like, so it'd be easy for her to play. 13 or 14
or 12 and 13. They've come over for so long. They just, want to borrow a movie. What are you doing? My boyfriend.
I'm like, are you kidding?
This is not my room.
I'm
going to get some water because I'm mad at my mom.
What?
I'm going to get a bottle of water. Her excuse was she wanted to just come and talk. They will just want to come and hang out.
Well, I thought that we're gone so much. It would be nice to know our neighbors watched out. Our house burned down while we're gone.
Yeah.
Somebody followed us, you know. Or somebody was just trying to break in or something. We don't get to know them. Now Bill's one dog he likes.
Remember,
it
was
the one that was quite
well.
Yeah,
we've
not had it
sit
on
the
other
dog.
What
do
you
think?
Well,
that was good, huh?
The guy that gets on television and...
Esteban. Yeah, I bought one time just for... Normally buy stuff off of there, and I thought, well, the kids may want to bang on one, and it's like $100. I thought, well...
That one you couldn't play anymore.
Are you a movie?
Do you know the movies ever?
It's 750,000 people in the county, and I think it's 350,000 people in the city, I think, or something like that. Oh, I got it from the police, they have a little bit, I don't know what it says on the sign, but they're saying that it's around 750,000 in the county, so that's including, like, out here, I don't know. Like, you know, little outskirt towns that are connected.
Oh, yeah.
They call Greenfield and Rosedale. Only one we don't really claim is a town, but sounds like a shitty building. It's the oil.
It's the weirdest thing. Driving up here today, except for the recruiting. Like, recruiting. It was so weird because we went to the mountain. Until my
This is my own. I'm not plastic strand.
We had to do that.
California.
And so we did that. We did
Never been to California. We did this. And then I've been listening. They go several times.
This is what they have found.
We got all beautiful.
Megalodon.
The action, I think, replaced the press on one of them. Everything. And got Buck's boy come over and pick them up and sent them off to Nashville. And one of the airlines, UPS, or whatever, run the forklift right through them.
Yeah.
And just destroyed them. History Channel, you never know. They were seeing deep in the sea or something. Well, King Moles died.
We had my,
If I take this to church, you want to sing a song for us in our class?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Huh? I liked it.
But then he's been quite surprised that he actually enjoyed it.
And the dry humor style, like Jack
Oh,
Nicholson.
He loves satire. He loves satire.
As good as it gets.
Oh, that was one of the classic movies. And we've watched that one several times.
Yeah, this guy reminds me of a slightly of an English Jack Nicholson. That guy, whatever his name
is. Remember the movie Ghost Town? I bought the TV.
The sarcastic guy?
Yeah. The English guy in that.
And then he's in the hospital and he gets up and he's all, come back, Sophia. I hope to see you again soon. And she goes, what a terrible thing to say in the hospital. He's just sarcastic on everything. Well, he has another movie that's come out, he's the same. And so we're saying that maybe if we have time, we'll go and see something like that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then we
were
trying to have a dry
sense again. Oh, I love the dry sense. Jack Nicholson's one of my favorite. He is so funny on how his dry humor. That movie is so good.
What, you know,
it was
like
my house.
Okay.
Oh, that's
what
you're talking about.
Well, it was a show.
Yeah. You, have you ever seen the
38
40?
Oh, okay.
I've never seen that one
before.
Okay.
And
it's actually a 44.
The original.
I don't find it called a 38
40.
Nobody knows
what it is. Oh, at the museum?
Or
the they just have.
It's a long time.
The English have an interesting
scene.
Humor
scene. That much less than 40.
American.
Oh, yeah.
So we really like satire.
44. And the 38 40. And then the 45 long goes. Now, all of these are like
40. Yeah.
The 45 long goes.
These are where they find all of our bigger stuff. This weird in the hills. And they're finding bones, shark teeth, and everything, all of the hills further back. And the hills, they're digging them out. They found a mouth, the size, a big mouth, a shark mouth, and they put it in the museum up here that you can stand in. Absolutely bizarre.
That's in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the hills, not really the mountains. In the hills, it's like on the bottom part. I think the mountains were kind of like what you say, Malibu and Santa Monica. I think that was the rest was just their sand. It makes sense if you look like how the ocean is, like you see the ocean bed, it all goes up to shore. It makes sense that it's going to be underwater.
You know what's amazing? It's open homes.
Oh, wow.
That's why I've been out in the drilling wells, and you'll get sand cutting cut from 2 feet and over like beach sand.
Yeah.
And you can look at a microscope and you'll find tiny shells, seashells.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Bizarre.
And it's quite amazing.
Okay, that's a 45 long pole. It's the same bullet as that one.
That's
yeah. It's just mechanic. That 41, the 44,
huh?
You know, the 44,
oh, the
40, all that.
It was an infant.
Yeah. So that 45 long pole has got 40 grains of black powder behind it. Here's the one I made out of
the
That's a very good offensive.
We have a lot of trilobites. They're from the, I think, the...
You know what, that taught me to shoot pistol? I think.
Or Devonian. They may be Devonian.
He took me out to him.
Oh, yeah.
The telephone booth.
And
he said, "Now let's see this cocktail gun."
Well, it's amazing.
Just squeeze. It doesn't matter if you get it down here or get it up there. Just come down it and start squeezing that pistol. And that's what I did.
Like
I don't know how many boxes I shot a shell. Coming down that and just squeezing it. And it didn't matter whether, like I said, whether it went off here or down there. But I got the feel of the gun. And if you do that,
They arrested somebody with all these guns, and how many rooms. Yeah, the thing, it sounds like they had five rooms full.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a couple of assault rifles and...
Now,
well, SKS, they got,
this is a,
oh, got about 10 pistols.
Pretty old. I mean, when they had the earthquake here in 1953.
Hey, that's one of my favorite ones. It's in private
hands. I want to take it. That's got an unusual hammer on it.
Colt Beasley. That's the Beasley. I want to take it.
In the house.
And that was the Colt Beasley.
Came off
of the thing. This one here is the Deluxe.
They have one, but here's where two parts went together, and I've got one out there in the yard.
Oh, Bill,
the
pressure
they did.
1952 earthquake?
Uh-huh. It had the parts together.
Look at
what
it did.
Telescope sometimes.
Yeah, I see.
Right there at the lens.
Show
you
how big they grow here.
They shot a picture, and then a mosquito was in the picture.
Wow.
It is. It's new too.
That's a 45 and 60.
Looks like a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait,
press the earthquake. I've seen it. The revolver in that room.
Everywhere. And I was like, well, that's not good. Yeah. That's the only way
that
I knew.
Was wrong?
Yeah, something's not right about that.
The house, it bounced the house off the foundation and crashed it right here. That was one of the company houses, the lease house.
I guess I've lucked out. We're there in California.
We're coming down the
great time. You haven't either, right?
Over to the right.
Are you the one? Yeah. Or did you just felt it? Or?
I felt it on the house.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely not
a I've got the one my daddy carried in the
service.
Yeah. I'm 1911.
Uh-huh.
What was
that's
it
1911.
You got, what was it you got last year that you got animal
in? Last year was gun Christmas. American?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
you
had
Libby,
and it just
took off. No, but I mean, it was a 9mm, but
no, I'm glad to show it to you, because a lot of people don't know.
It was a 9mm.
Right, but it was that.
So I bought M1.
Monsters?
No. Monsters make sure.
That's what you got in the center.
No, I got them Benelli's.
That is crazy.
That's a pretty good one. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Cold 8 rounds.
Things falling down scares me.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
Scares me.
I don't know.
Feels brought good. The oil in and it pumped it, you know, heated that.
Yeah. Some of them say 8 rounds on it. This one doesn't.
There's a whole bunch more of them.
How about,
there's some more. I guess that was some more.
Look at this bit. 3, 4.
How about 4 9mm last Christmas?
You think they just got open?
I bought a Glock and then I bought film a shoot.
Make sure you don't shoot very many. If you shoot lead bullets, don't shoot very many before you really. They'll blow right out of you.
Yeah. I bought I bought me 2 9mm, one Glock and one American Army.
No, it's not that one.
No, Cindy. MD. MDX. What?
It was the MDX or whatever.
Yeah, it's a nice. I bought me two of them, and I bought 2,000 rounds of ammunition for
9mm.
Yeah.
And what was it you got for your
MD? I got 10 vanilla shotguns.
Well, those are good shotguns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one I bought for my daughter. That one I bought for my daughter was, I mean, it was a high, I don't know what the number was, but it was the best, you know, I think I paid, it's better than $1,000 for that one. Supposed to be the fastest shotgun, you know.
Yeah. It's automatic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They got less recoil than all of the other.
Yeah, they're get. Well, I think they may be spring. I don't think they're gas operated.
Springfield.
MDX.
Yeah.
Are they on the 1911 frame? No.
That's right.
No, they're not on this frame right here. Mm-hmm. The Glock is.
It's the ground.
I mean, all of them are pretty close.
Yeah, I went outside and seen that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of freaky out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Suddenly, hogs running along and just piercing
back. Oh, yeah. Man.
That two assault rifles and about 2,000 rounds for them.
I don't know why I thought of this. You know, maybe vacation. Have you seen the original vacation with Chevy Chase?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where the giant little dogs on the back end. Then Aunt Edna. They have to put her on top of the car. I mean, that's classic. It's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I love those Chevy Chase
movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was pretty good.
A lot of strange things happened in that earthquake. When we came here, we just had a little one-bedroom stucco house here that's been built here in 1929.
And 45, it went